Good morning, everybody. Shavua Tov. New topic for today. If you can just, let's go back to the Mishnah, please. The Mishnah, which is found on Ayin Gimel, Amud Aleph. Although we'll be looking at the Mishnah for a fraction of a second, but that's okay. If we take a look at the Mishnah, so the Mishnah lists 39 malachos, avos malachos, armachos erachos. We dealt with zreya chorish kotzer, ma'amer, dash, zoreh, borer, tochim, arakid. And then we did lash. And the next one that's listed is ofa. So that's our topic now. So now we're going to deal with ofa. Take a look at Rashi, ha-ofa. Rashi in our Mishnah. Lo havei b'mishkan. Meaning, well, where was your baking in the Mishkan? There's no baking in the Mishkan. What? Okay, so what's Rashi say? So what's the problem with why would Rashi say the Lechem HaPanim would not be Ofer?
He has to be building the Mishkan.
Right, very good. Lechem HaPanim are the, you know, Klei HaMishkan, servicing the Mishkan, they're auxiliary to the Mishkan, they're not Binyan HaMishkan, right? The Lo Shayach Ela B'Pas. Ofer, I mean, literally, the Ofer means baking, right? The only thing you bake is bread. U'Pas Lo Shayach Lechem HaMishkan. Oh. There we go. And pas, baking bread, is not melachas a mishkan. Okay, so then the question is, why is it listed? Right? So why is it listed? Okay? Aval kuhu kamaisei kavi basamimanim. Everything that's listed here is referring to the dyes. Because dyes are not auxiliary to the mishkan. They're mamish melachas a mishkan. Shot tzavet cheles har gamz la sheni. Okay, we'll see the gemara in a minute. So what's the reason why then we have Ofa? So why did our Tana talk about Bishul? Why did not talk about, I mean, you should have, sorry, that our mission should have dealt with Bishul, because there was some money. The Nakar Ofa, instead it chose to include the word Ofa. Vishurim shel eluka gugeres. So our Gemara, which we're going to see in a minute, has to deal with that question. But the shear of, meaning, what amount do you need to bake or cook, that would usher you, would be krogeres. Okay? Chutz mechoresh, which is kosher. Choresh is kosher. Okay, I want to deal with the shear right now. But the shear of baking slash cooking is going to be a krogeres worth. So why then did our Mishnah choose not to write Bishul, but instead of that? So now let's learn our Gemara. Turn to Ayin Dalet. If you look at Ayin Dalet, the second two dots, beginning of the line, is the ha'ofe. We're going to just the first two lines now, and we'll get to the rest of this small sugya after. Amar of Papa, Shavik Tana, Didan Bishul Samamanim, Tehave B'Mishkan, V'Nakad Ofe. Why? Tana Didan, Sidur Depas Nakad, period. Okay? So what's the reason? Of course, it's Bishul that took place in the Mishkan because of the Samamanim, but our Tana chose instead to not write, not include things that were necessarily for Samamanim, even though that's really what we're referring to here. But instead, he chose to include Sidura Depas. What is Sidura Depas? Rashi, right? Very simple. Sidura Depas. Go look at V'nakar ofe, d'lo shav melechas mishkan klal. Rashi is crystal clear. There is no, right, klal. There's no baking in the Mishkan at all. So the pas, shehi schil bo nakat. The ofe, b'makom bishol, t'samimanim ho. T'havi bishol, the pas. Okay? So, meaning, the Tana chose instead to include the sur pas. The order of what you do in order to produce bread. That's the order that's listed in our Mishnah. Now, doesn't he really tell us why? Rashi doesn't tell us why he chose to do the pas, right? That we could, you know, hypothesize in a minute. But for whatever reason, don't think for one iota that we are including anything that deals with baking bread. For whatever reason, there's a side reason. There's a svara chitonit in order to, for whatever reason, to include baking, but really it's all the melachas haMishkan, but we included the baking process, therefore we're going to use the baking terminology, which is ofet, which is baking, as opposed to cooking, which is what they did in the Mishkan, which would be bishul. By the way, what's the shear for both? Ofet and bishul? Kagugeras. Okay. Okay. We're good? Yeah? Good? So here's the question. Why then did they choose Sur de Pas?
Mnemonic.
What?
It's easier to remember.
Because?
It's an order that you know.
The average Joe Shmo knows Sidur de Pas. The average Joe Shmo doesn't know Sidur de Samamanim. I guess you'd call it that, right? If you had to make an equivalent, right? Meaning it's Mashur Chitzuni. It's not, in essence, now, why is that important for Rashi? Well, how come Rashi wants to be crystal clear? I mean, first of all, it's the Gemara. Why is Rashi highlighting? I mean, that's pretty strong, right? Look at the language he uses here. What was that language that he says? Klal, right? That's pretty clear. Presumably, there's not going to be an end. Once you start dealing with auxiliary things to Mishkan, you know, there's no end, but potentially you might have to include. Right? And Rashi was very faithful to our Gemara. You know, there has to be a limit to how many melachos. So it has to be only things that are mamish melachos Mishkan. So then I had to figure out a reason why would it then be the opposite? Why would it then be that you have to include it? So you have to assume easy to remember, more familiar. And that's what many of the Chorin talk about. Okay, good. That is fairly straightforward. What I want to do now is I want to read a Rambam. Now that's the first Rambam I have in front of you. Not the one. Read first the Rambam?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Kigugeret Chaya. Echad ha'ofeh et ha'bat o mevashel et ha'machal o et kol ha'samamim.
Stop. Right? What are the two things that we're referring to? And they're equal.
Bake the bread, cook the food.
Right, exact same thing. Right, or the same money, whatever, the spice. Same thing, okay? Good.
Hamchem et ha'mayim, or you warm up the water, ha'kol inyan echad ha'bat. It's all one matter. Shira ha'mechamim et ha'mayim k'el ha'chot behen ever ketan. The amount that you dechayev on for water is to wash a small limb. V'shua mevashel samanim k'dei shiyu ruin l'dever shemevshalin oto. And the shiur of the cooking of the samanim is that it will be enough to, like, put it in.
Right, I mean it has to have some type of,
like really to be mevashel.
Exactly, whatever that amount is. Okay. Now, oh, here's here. That's fine. Question.
What do you get mechamim in the mayim?
Yeah, very good. What's mechamim the mayim? Why would the question? Mayim is not food. But why is the Rambam including mayim separate from the first two?
Mayim isn't food.
So it's not.
I think it wouldn't be chayav. You're not making any big change in it. Not like you're cooking it. You just—it's water, and it's hotter water.
So what's the chiddush that the Rambam wants? What's the chiddush by water?
It is considered like food, I guess. Is it? Like, what is the actual like shear of cooking? So let's say you begin cooking something like just you're like. You can't put
them
like this. You begin cooking chicken and you do like half of it.
Okay, so we'll get to that later. But what's the shear? So that's what's called Malchut Ben Jersai, right? Mm-hmm. One third cooked, right?
Yeah, like water is always cooked. It's never unedible.
So what about if I have an apple, although I picked up an orange, and I cooked an orange or an apple? Well, isn't it edible in its original state? This is, we'll do with this today, actually.
It's different now.
Why is it different?
Because cold water is intrinsically different from hot water in terms of its functionality.
And what about my fruit? My apple? My orange? If I heat it up? Is that
probably
anything?
Gross.
That's why in terms of like the chiyuv is based on like warming up your body. It's not based on drinking it. Because drinking is the same thing.
Okay, so you notice the Rambam says the shear is very different. Mm. Right? So I guess, I'm assuming over here, the language of the Rambam, that the shear is l'rchotz b'mivr katan, right? So there you want to wash. It's for bathing purposes, right? The Rambam is highlighting that if you heat it up, not for achila, excuse me, forget about achila. So does that mean that if you want to heat up water for achila, it would be different? Well, heat of water for shtiyah would be different? Or no, water is always, since it has a possibility of rechitza, the chiv d'oraisa would already kick in much earlier. Or later. Depending on.
I think water's got multiple functions. It could be used for cooking, I guess, or for washing. Although it's interesting that Rambam brings bathing.
Bathing. Also, we're going to have to see what else is, how do we define cooking halakhically? Right? Because, you know, Natan wants to highlight, well, water is different because it goes from drinkable to drinkable, edible to edible, right? There's no, okay, I guess hot water is more.
There's like edible.
What?
It's like, there's a big difference between, like, let's say, like, when you roast vegetables. In terms of, like, a normal vegetable and there's a roasted vegetable.
You think there's a difference?
Yeah, the reason it's called roasted vegetable, not hot vegetables.
Because you're saying there's mamish a shinui in the...
Yeah.
In the gufa chefet. Just
cold water, hot water. Roasted water.
So, there, and therefore, that's why Rambam had to mention it, but rechitza, not achila.
Yes.
Okay, so let's take a look at the continuation of this Gemara. And this is where I say something very interesting. Now, these words are not easy words, so Rashi is going to have to help us out. These words are a bit of tongue twisters. Here we go. Here we go. Ready? Amar Vacha Barav Vira. Hai man deshada sichta latuna. Okay, what do those words mean? So take a look at Rashi. Rashi will be extremely helpful here. The Rashi that I'm referring to is, you have to like, do you see the longer lines of the Gemara? So that's where Rashi is. Is that Rashi? Deshada Sikhta. I remember, you know, 20 years ago we actually used Gemaras where Rashis weren't highlighted. It was like a different, it's like not having a cell phone, Havdil, right? It's like mamash, a different room, okay? But now, Rashi is Mudgash. It's fine, not 20 years, that's not true. 25 years ago, I think. It became common that you couldn't buy a Talmud anymore that wasn't highlighted. Somewhere in there. Okay. The Shad Sikhta. So says Rashi, Hishlich Yated Lach Latanur. So you have, I guess, a peg that's wet, and you throw it into the oven. The Tanur Cham. Why? The Vashna. You want to cook it, heat it up, whatever. She Yit Kashe. You want to.
Like you're making
Udana,
right?
You're making, so what?
To dry it out.
To dry, right, the Yavsho, so the Yavsho, right? You want to dry it out, right? Now, why exactly one dried out for is unclear, but doesn't matter so much for our intents and purpose. But I'm throwing in a wet peg, a wet piece of wood, really, and I want to dry it out. Now, am I chayav? Well, look at the Gemara. What's the next word in the Gemara?
Chayav.
Chayav. Why you chayav, Bisho? Now, wait a second here. What did I do? A wet peg versus... So cold water versus hot water. It's the water. Hot... Well, it's a wet peg versus dry peg. I don't understand. It's a peg.
I think you're making the peg.
So...
And then like a wet... I think it's like unfinished when it's wet. That's why it has to be shiri cut shoe. It's becoming... Like,
because it's not usable, yeah, right? If you want to use it for building purposes, you want to use it for... You want to use it... It's not very usable, a wet peg. Right, it's mushy, it's gross, whatever content you want to bring, I'll get all. So there's something defective about this peg that's less usable, right? You want to make it, shall we say, more usable. So you need to remove the liquid. You have to dry it out. So you are enhancing the peg, right? Okay? Now, if you continue, go back to the Gemara for a second. Okay, ask the Gemara, understand. So obvious, pshita. Meaning, why is it obvious that you'd be chayav? Because what am I doing? What am I doing that makes it, that therefore it's so obvious that I'm chayav?
Warming something up in an oven in order to enhance it.
Enhance it seems to be pashut, that it's considered to be. Isn't that Bishul? Why would I assume not? Right? Why would I assume not? So here we go. Ma'udetema, what we have thought. Lishurin manakai mechavein. That, again, what would we think? We would think that, no, let me tell you. I would have thought that what? That if my whole purpose is to what? Is to make it kasha, is to toughen up this utensil, right? This kli, right? That's what I want to do. And what ends up happening? That originally, when you throw it in there, it becomes soft. And therefore, since it becomes soft, then it becomes hard. What might you have thought? Since my goal is to strengthen it, and what do I do at the end of the day? I'm making it soft a little bit, right? And only afterwards it becomes hard. So what would we have thought? Maybe you would have thought that, as the Gemara here says, look at the Kamashran Demarifa Rafe Vahadar Kamit. So we thought that since you'd be softening it up originally, maybe you wouldn't be chayav. Answers the Gemara, no, Mifra Rafi, and it gets soft, Vahadar Kamit, and then it becomes hard. So again, originally I thought what? That since it's going from hard to hard, what am I doing? I'm not really doing anything to the actual peg itself. Therefore, maybe I wouldn't be chayav. Answer, no. Since it softens up a little bit, then it gets hard, then I'd be chayav. But in theory then, if it goes from hard to hard, without the study, it's like a stop, there's a stopover. The stopover of making it soft is what is the reason why it's chayav. If it would just go from hard to hard, maybe I wouldn't be chayav. Okay, Dalil Rashi. What's the language here? Lishrure. She's Madutema? Yeah, Madutema Lishrure. Therefore, Mana Kai Mechaven. What was your intent? Lechazek. Meaning, since my goal is to make it tough, maybe there's no bishul. Answer? Dalil Rashi, Dmifre Rafi. First, Al Yedei Choma Or, since because of the heat, the water leaves, and because the water leaves the leaves this item, kamit mitkasha, and then it gets tough. But it's the softening of it, have kibishol. It's the softening up of this peg that is considered bishol. Wow! So the softening of the item is bishol. Not the hardening of the item. What do you think of that, Nathan? Okay? Right? So it's the softening that seems to make you
chayav. Then the hardening is also chayav?
So, meaning, here's my question. If let's say, you know, it's like a stopover. If I go directly on the train, from, you know, without a stopover, from hard to hard, Would that make me chayav? Or is the fact that there's a stopover of first getting soft and then becoming hard that makes me chayav?
Yeah, I thought of saying, don't we, like, the point of the way the Gemara is saying that it's pshita because you would have thought this is fine. Kamash Milan, even though it becomes soft and then hard, it is also
fine. No, not fine. You're chayav.
Yeah, it's also chayav.
Fine. Yeah, right. Right. Meaning, you'd think that...
Chayav all of it.
Yes, you're soft and hard. Right. Right. Meaning... taking that extra stop on the train makes it even... if it would just become hard, there's some type of... I guess when it becomes enhanced, from hard to harder, I guess, you're improving it of some sort. So therefore, there's some improvement, so you're chayav, and you're also chayav. If it gets softer, then it becomes hard. So in both cases, you're chayav. Right? Both the softening and the hardening, you're chayav. So, if that's true, we see that bishul seems to be, based on here, any type of enhancement of the item, whether it gets hard or soft. Okay?
Is it more like a changing the state of nature?
So, okay, so it, changing the state of nature, probably with, I guess, some type of improvement. Right, because the question is going to be, what if it, let's say it would just become soft and remain soft. Would you then be chayef? Let's say you had the stopover was the goal, not a stopover. So.
Yeah, isn't that Isn't it saying that's what makes you chayiv there?
So even in that case, you're still chayiv, right? Oh, so is that because the softening makes it better, or is it because your intent is then to get it hard?
I thought the Gemara is saying even in such a case where it's soft and then it gets hard at the end,
you're still chayiv.
You're still chayiv, but if you were to put it in and it got soft
and left it soft,
that's the mechayiv, like the fact that it got soft, according to.
Not done. Let's say just to remain soft. Are you chayev?
Just to remain soft. It's becoming softer, or just remaining the same.
Softer.
Softer. I think you ought to be chayev. You're making a change in it.
She said, "Bichli Rafi Bereisha, Have Bishula." That's the part of it that's Bishula. No.
Does that mean that means because the soft is an enhancement to the item?
No, just a change of state.
Or just a change of state?
It seems to be a change of state.
Okay, so if we say that the change of state, you'll see why this is very important. If we say that the change of state is what makes you chayav, right? You need a change of state to be chayav. Or is it going to be an enhancement of the item that makes you chayav? They don't have to be the same.
So water is no change of state, though.
Okay. Very good.
Is there anything that says water is not?
What?
Is there any opinion that says you're not high in
the
water?
No. It's not going to work. Because we're going to see a Gemara somewhere else. Water is not here. Water is somewhere else. But the Rambam does in his halacha. You'll see that. We'll get there in a minute. He's taking Gemara elsewhere in Daf Mem, and he's going to add it, and he's putting it together in halacha. But that's what makes... Okay? You'll see why this is very important. So... Especially because there'll be a halach l'maisa at the end of it. So here we go. Let's take a step back. So the Gemara, it seems to suggest here that it's any change of state that makes you chayav. Right? Right? Yeah? That's what both of you want to argue? Change of state? Nothing to do necessarily with enhancing the item.
It can't be destructive.
Okay, fine. Can't be destructive. I agree. Right. That's it. Right. You're right. For sure. Agreed. Can't be destructive.
Like if you burn your chicken sort of thing.
Well, though, here's the problem, is that you're going to be chayav way before that, right?
It's interesting, in terms of when he discussed it, there's a gemara discussed putting you put bread in, you're not allowed to take it out. You're not supposed to take stuff out of, an animal.
Okay, don't get confused with the rabbanans.
No, but because of the rabbanans. In that case, we're not to just leave it in until it gets burnt to a crisp.
Because you have the rice. If you put it in on Shabbos, you put it.
If it's already in,
then you have the rice. You put it in for Shabbos.
No, but let's say you put it on Shabbos, and then since you aren't really supposed to take it out to midrabban, and shouldn't you just leave it in until it burns completely, and then you would never chayv the rice.
It could be you already chayv the rabban and the rice 20 minutes earlier.
It doesn't stop at some point. And just never take it out.
No, you've already went. The fact that you're not taking it out, you're still chayv.
No, it's still in the middle of the bishul process until it's.
Well, not really once you hit a third, you've actually basically finished.
Right? Once you hit a third.
Once you hit a third, you're
not once you take it out, you're finished.
Right, right. By the way, that's very, as opposed to, okay. What makes Bishul very interesting, just as an aside, I could argue and say, what do you want from me? I'm not doing anything. Mr. Fire is doing everything. What's Greenberg doing to this item? I'm doing nothing to the item. Mr. Fire is doing everything to the item. What do you want from me? And by the way, you're Kalim and Achav on Shabbos, right? You don't have to, if you're, your conditioning's going, your heater's going, this is Daraisa's, heater's Daraisa, right? We don't hold that she says Kalim.
That's why we say Eisha Mishim Chitza.
Right? Well, that's right, very good. That's right. It's me. It is an extension of me.
Yeah.
Okay. But the question is, your statement is coming from which Masechta? Right, so be very careful to extrapolate from, what?
It's
not so simple to extrapolate from Nezikin to Shabbos. Right, so, whole other topic. Okay. So let's continue. There's only the next line isn't that different, but it's just another example. We should also see it. Amar Rabba Bar Ravuna Haiman de Artach Kufra Chayav. Okay, so what does that mean? Look at Rashi. She hisich zefes, tar. What are you doing to tar? What are you doing to tar? You're throwing it in the fire. So you take tar, you throw it in the fire. So you're chayav. Why? Bishul. Same pattern. Pshita. Obviously you're chayav. Maldetema kiva the hadar of Yikusha. Imalo kamashmalan yistochayav. So a similar idea. That again, it gets soft and it gets hard, and therefore you still chayav. So again, just wanted to show both examples. We're not going to do the next case. We'll stop there. That we see that the Gemara is telling us once again, change of state. Change of state, you're chayav. Either soft and hard, hard and soft, doesn't matter. You're going to be chayav by the way you look at it. So take a look at source 4. Okay, fine. And look at the Rambam in source 4. The Rambam says, "Hametich echad mimine matechos." A guy, what's a person doing here with metal? We are heating up metal. Okay? Any types of metal? Koshu. Oh, hamechamem es hamateches, or you're heating up, right, the metal. Until it turns into, I guess, a coal, like I guess a red, right? Glows red. I guess coal is probably not what you're to use, right? But it glows, right? That's a tolada of bishul.
And the mayim is still considered an av.
What?
Mayim is considered an av.
Hold on. Good question. That's tolada of bishul. What's the klal? Are you ready? Here we go. Here's the klal. Klal shel davar. Ben Sreifa, Guf Kasha, Peish. If you either burn up something, heat up something, which is a tough item in the fire, oh, Shehigsha Guf Rach, or if you toughen up a soft item, you're Chayav Kazabishul. So the Rambam says, either way, soften or harden, Yisur Doraisa of Bishul. Where does he get it from? It's probably our Gemara, right? So the language of the Rambam is soften or harden Doraisa. Good? Good. 5. So I put the first part of the halacha in brackets because it's really not our topic at all. It's referring to heating up things in a non-conventional way. Right? That's what it's referring to. So it's not really our topic. Okay? So take a look at the last line after the bracket. However, Hamavasha Al Ha'ur Davar Shaya Mivushal Kotzar Ko, if you cook up something on the fire that's already been cooked, Davar She'eno Tzarich Bishul Klal, you're Pater. So let's say if I have something which is already cooked, by the way, look at the language of the Rambam, Mivushal Kotzar Ko. Why is Rambam saying Mivushal Kotzar Ko? Because even if something is already half cooked and you put it on the fire and now it's fully cooked, you'd be chav daraisa. Okay? That's why you can only on Shabbos put things on your blach if it's vushal kol tzarko, not machal ben drusayim. Kol tzarko has to be, right? Yeah? So, says the Rambam. Oh, yeah. Look at the second half. If you cook something she'eino tzarich bishul klal, you're pater. If you cook something that doesn't really need bishul, you're pater. Question. How do you understand that? How do you understand the Rambam says if you cook something that doesn't really need bishul, you're pater? Question.
There's some enhancement.
Hmm?
You need some sort of enhancement.
What about my apple? My apple? Eino tzarech bishul klal, no?
That is true. So then...
What do you think? Cook an apple, you chayv or not?
People eat cooked apples.
It's called baked apples, no?
Baked apple.
I'm not sure if Eno Tzarech Bishul Klal, but don't think it means it's like you don't need it. It's not like shayach to discuss bishul with the object.
What about peppers?
Pepper.
Again, I'm not saying they don't have cooked peppers. Are you chayav for cooking a cooked pepper?
Yeah.
But why? So give me an example. Give me an example on the Rambam. Einot zar bishul klal. What's an example of that?
Sugar.
No, that's not fair. Sugar's already cooked.
Celery.
Celery is an example of einot zar bishul klal. I mean, you don't put celery in your chicken soup?
Cook oranges.
What?
Yeah, people put celery in your chicken soup.
But oranges.
Oranges? Cooked orange?
Never seen it.
No? They don't like to do cooked oranges? I guess they're raw and they're like in salads and stuff.
Yeah.
So, so you're saying oranges are like a different like oranges are like different.
I've heard of a baked apple. I haven't heard of a baked orange.
Can you get baked oranges?
Honestly, it sounds.
They cover them with chocolate, but I don't think they're cooked, right? Okay, so the Rambam saying this is only oranges?
Oh, things like oranges. You're creative with food.
What about nuts?
Avocados.
You avocados, you don't cook, right?
People.
I'm saying, I realize, right? People. Are, but you know, peanuts, a peanut, and they have, I realize you have roasted peanuts. But is that?
I think it's still basic.
And
I never seen anyone roast peanuts on Shabbat.
No, careful. We're going to have the rabbanan, right?
It says in tsarich bishul klal. It's not necessarily like in shayach bishul klal. You have to, yeah.
You've got water. I don't think water is tsarich bishul.
Okay, that's right. Bringing it to water, right?
Water is something that is not tsarich bishul.
But you're chayav for that.
But you're chayav for it. So
now, why are you chayav for bishul for water?
Water is a classic exception.
It can't be an exception then.
No, because it doesn't change at all. So we don't do it accepting
that.
Okay. It's only trying to put, make it like water fit in the normal idea.
So for the Rambam, the Rambam's definition of cooking is going to be baking bread, cooking food or dyes, whatever, and as we saw above, also heating up water. Right? So, why is the Rambam includes heating water not included with food? Yeah, right, isn't that funny? Why was that?
I think we have to read on about okay. Water.
Why do we read about water? Let's take a look at the charts here. Okay, here we go. Hinei Baramba in Perek Tazalach Gimel. What a coincidence. That's source 5. Right? Katav. Hamavasho davar shemavasho kotzarko. Oshin Sarek Bishop Klal, you are Pater. Right? We just read that. Pashut. Are you ready? I love when a guy says Pashut. Because that means it's not Pashut, right? You have to say Pashut, it's not Pashut. Fine. Then he's Dadi. Dahainu. Here we go. Are you ready? Davar she'eino mishtabeach kalal. Oh, you did, Bishop. Something. Now, I realize this is, you know, by the way, is this subjective? Is this dependent on time and context, right? Like, you know, different foods and different eating patterns. It does change over time, right? But anyways, the Shor Tzion says that what about something which is an eino mishtabeach kalal al yedei bishul? Something where there's no enhancement when it's being cooked. So Natan wants to say, listen, roasted pepper is more gewaldic than regular pepper. You know, there's like raw peppers, right? A good proof is my wife. My wife doesn't like raw pepper so much. Oh, but roasted peppers. Ooh, that's, you know, gewaldic, okay? Falafuke peros. It's coming to include fruit. V'chai gavna. But fruit or anything like it. Mishtabeach al yedei bishul. Now, I don't know if they're familiar too much with these guys. I don't know. It's very hard. These are enhanced when they're cooked. Okay, so apples are masculine. Baked apples. Psh.
Apples,
pears. Right? Yeah, exactly. Right? I'm going to say they had, you know, kumquats. What are they called? Kumquats? I don't think they had kumquats. Or kumquats, right? They don't have, I'm not sure they had berries. What are those called? Those are really good.
Oh.
Common serves them all the time. Gooseberries. Gooseberries. I don't think they're familiar with gooseberries. I'm not sure cooked gooseberries are any better. But regardless, what was that?
Loquats.
What are they called? Kumquat? Kumquat?
I think loquats and loquats are different fruits.
They are? They're different?
Yes.
Or starfruit. Mom, it's cooked starfruit. Or kiwis. Kiwis, right? Sure. Cooked kiwi. Cook. Yeah, I don't think, you know, you have to go to different places of the world to understand if they cook kiwis. We're not holding by cooked kiwis. Right? Even, by the way, bananas. Cooked bananas. Are baked bananas?
You really bake a pot of stuff.
Right, but
banana bread.
Banana broccoli bread is different. Chips. Okay, banana. Banana chips. A banana chip.
That's dried, isn't that? Yeah, baked.
But it's true.
Oh.
Right. It doesn't matter. There's still heat. It doesn't matter, right? Bishel and you're called them the same for potential purposes. Okay, it doesn't matter. But meaning what the Shar Tzion is trying to argue here is when the Rambam says these words, Osh Inu Tzarech Bishel Kalal, not Inu Bishel Kalal, your pater. That might exclude things like fruits that are enhanced when you cook them. And you should know. V'teda. Halo machiach b'gemara b'shavs. Okay, are you ready? This is gemara that we need to see, which is on daf mem. Mayim yesh b'mishum b'shav. So on the gemara, on daf mem, the truth is you don't really need to see it inside because it's like one line. Bum, 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 bum. Here. If you take a look at the Gemara, just by skimming through the Gemara, it's all about bathing. Everything is about bathing, right? Chamin shehuch merer Shabbos, right? Roches kol gufo, it's all about rechitza, rechitza. Panav, raglav, right? You see the Gemara here? It's all about bathing. There's no discussion at all. Beis HaMerchatz, right? You see this? It's all about bathing. Then we talk about chamei tveria zeh, right? So this Gemara over here is all about bathing. There's nothing about drinking. Let's get to the Shar Tzion. The mayim yesh b'mishum bishul. V'harei mayim gam ken shota oto kishu chai. So you also drink water when it's raw. But I don't know. Raw water is a funny word to use, but that's the word he's using. Now, there's a bracket here. V'yesh litzchotzat demayim lo adiv k'mo peros. Okay, fine. U'matzati beber k'yosef. Okay, fine. So again, what's the Shar Tzion saying? That he doesn't say this as much as I would like him to say it, which is, but I'm going to add this into his words. You could tell me if you think this is fair or not. I'm up for debate on this. The Gemara and Daf Mem is not talking about food. It's talking about rechitza. Now, what were to happen? I were to heat up. Now, I don't know what's bigger: the amount to heat up etzba katana, right? I don't know how much water you need to bathe in etzba katana. What? No, probably less than that. No. And what would be the shear of water? What's the shear of water? Probably revis. No. I think. I'm fine with whatever you know. Is that always the sheer by liquids? When it comes to drinking?
The drinking, yes.
Always, right? So what's more? What's more?
That's
Malal Lugmav. So Malal Lugmav is... less than a revius, no? I think Malal Lugmav is less than a revius. So, what?
Cups. If you drink a revius, you don't just... multiple
things. Yeah. So whatever amount we're going to say is the smallest amount for drinking, Lugmav Revius, how would you compare that to washing your Etzba Katana?
Probably about a Malal Lugmav. Etzba
Katana
is probably less than
that. Is it, I think it's less?
Equal to, less than or equal.
Okay, so let's say if that's true, I want to heat up. I've my hitting mochem zuma lekayim mitzvahs aseh show shtiyat hot water on Shabbos. No intent to bathe. Would you argue that if I were to heat up the water, and I would hit the amount of bathing first before the amount of drinking with no intent, would I be able to say that I'm still chayav or not?
Should you hit the amount of bathing without the intent of bathing? Probably not. Like, you don't have any kavana,
So so answer it right. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that water is drinkable,
but it's not. It's drinkable, but it's not tzarech bishul in terms of the drinking.
So where does water fit in? Is water connected
it's like
to what?
It's more like metals, I'd assume. Like the issue of the Rambam places it with the other food objects. There's also some anonym, actually.
So if I'm heating up water for bathing, I understand the shear. That's an easy shear. What about water for drinking? So the Gemara here on Daf Mem is only talking about heating up water for bathing. The Gemara is not talking about heating up water for drinking.
If you heat up water for drinking, I guess it's not going to be an issue if you heat the
item. So that means if I heat up water, this is a big enough, you mean to tell me I heat up a massive urn of water for drinking? I don't violate the rights of Bishop?
No.
Let's continue reading. Umatzadzi beberke Yosef, humistabek bazeh, I chayav mina Torah midrabanan. Right? He's mistabek. Okay. I am island siman da da da, sof sifushan katzu de yesh bazeh mishum vashel. Mashma mstimas alashon hu doraisa prima gadi mezda doraisa, right? Okay, fine. So, but yesh makom lefakvek. There's room to question, right? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe if it's for shtia, it's not. There's room to question. At the end of the day, alach lemaisa, we're going to hold that as bishul. But the very fact that we can ask the question when it comes to, you know, after all, something that is drinkable, am I improving it? Right? Like you got water's water. Now, the Prima Gadim, right? The Prima Gadim in number 7 says, look at this. L'chora nira dafka mayim v'yayin v'shemen. She'ein ha'esh po'a bo l'hachshar kol kach necho chay gamken. What's his definition? Habisho hu hachimum. Hilkach ko shenitztanin yesh bo bisho. The Prima Gadim is going to say that heating the water, any heating the water, seems to be that you are chayav. The Shar Tzion says heating water, you know, you're cooking food. It's the right side if you cook food like water, and even though it can be consumed raw. So although there's a Havamina, I think what's fascinating here is this whole concept of eating something raw. Is that apply to water or not? So you could argue, why is the Rambam then putting water outside of cooking foods or metal? Answer, because maybe it's a different category. Maybe you could argue that just the heating process, it's just the heating process is what makes you chayav when it comes to water. Nothing to do with edible or not edible. It's the heating process of water that makes you chayav. But if it's about, you know, raw and making it drinkable and making
it's not constructed, then it's just heating.
What?
Just heating, it's not constructed.
The question is water the separate category, which rather Brahman put it into a separate category, that is not, it's not governed by the laws of productivity.
It's not productivity, I thought it was all of Hilchot Shabbat is based on some sort of productivity.
Again, meaning productivity for bathing. It's not considered for, what's it called? For drinking. That's why it's a different category. You follow? So, that's going to be the question. Is the fact that water is in a separate category, does that mean that it's not governed by the laws of Bishul, of food, meaning sort of enhancement, improvement, right? Change of state, right? Soft to hard to soft. Or are we going to say no, that he still needs, you know, if by heating an item is kill cool, I think everyone would agree, maybe you don't have the raisa, if by heating an item is kill cool, right? If you heat up an item and it falls apart completely, I don't know what item that would be, I can't think of it, but let's say it did, right? And say you're chayvin a Torah. What bishul? You know, and the bishul here, the item cheese fell apart. No, but okay, but soft cheese is still good. It's still edible.
Well, you're like heat up cheese, just melt it.
The problem is, it seems like in any case where you're heating it, there's some stage at which it does
get better. You're right. I agree. It's very hard to. I agree with you. I couldn't think of one. I guess it's more theoretical. But you're right. Thinking cheese is melting cheese, that's gewaldic. I mean, I'm not a cheese guy, but they say it's gewaldic. So, when we talk about the definition of bishul, we're going to have to say...
Ice cream.
Why? Some kids like liquid ice cream, right?
Yeah.
It
could be good. Becomes
like milkshake-y. Yeah, it's like a milkshake, right, exactly.
Which has its own mylops.
It's definitely
killed. Oh, the other problem with ice cream is, isn't ice cream already cooked?
I don't really know. It's not dairy. I'm not sure it's cooked.
How do they combine, I don't know, what's the process? Although it gets cold, so the cooking might actually disappear from it, because, although it's just considered, right, because the room temperature is soon turned into a liquid, right? Like, if, oh, here, by the way.
Is taking something into room temperature considered cooking?
Oh, very, that's a very good question. If I take it, yeah, so what do you know? The answer is we know, I need heat.
Like, what type of heat?
I need heat. Bishul's good and need heat. Room temperature is not heat.
Let's say you, for example, it doesn't really make room temperature, but let's say you lay some eggs out on the sidewalk.
No, so very careful. That's a, okay, so that's over here.
Mama.
Yeah, that's. But that's a bracket that we skipped in number five. Here, ready? See the last line? Todos chama ena kedodas eish. V'gazra leim b'nei todas
or. So it's not really the...
So it's not the rice. Also cooking on Meitveria. Right? Meitveria had these hot springs, right? So I guess in theory you could, you know, cook on them. Although it doesn't sound so appetizing to me, but I guess some people enjoy those.
Sous vide.
So...
Sous vide
in Meitveria. Yeah. But that's... So anytime cooking, which is not normal. By the way, you know those kids who like take magnifying glasses and like burn in animals, which are like also to do. You know they burn. You know talking about taking magnifying glass.
Yes.
They put it on bugs or whatever. So that would also be. It's not considered probably bishul d'oraisa, right? Bishul d'oraisa is going to require you to produce a regular type of heat, not sun or springs. That's I guess natural heat. I guess you'd call it.
But if you're in a house and it's hot in the house. That's not...
What's going to cook?
That's not chama, right?
Yeah, like the fact that your house is 30 degrees because it's so hot outside, well, you can't cook at 30 degrees.
It's on heating.
You put eggs on your heating thingy, your vents, your ducts, are going to cook?
I put my shoes on them like last night.
Got big. By the way, how wet? It was so wet last night. Not last night, tonight. You meant
yeah.
Friday night.
Friday night. But like in the morning, I took them out and they're like toasty. It was nice.
I walked back from the Hubbermans.
That's a nice walk. We walked back from Spirit Steels. It was wet. I dressed properly, so I was okay. But I had like one area of my pant which wasn't covered.
Yeah.
Like 4 inches that was revealed. So I,
yeah.
But I felt bad. I walked with Roy, and his shoes were dead. He had nice shoes. I actually felt kind of bad. I'm like, Roy, you're in Toronto. How can you not wear boots? He's like, oh, whatever. Okay. So the Maskana, when we come to the definition of bishul. We're going to see that we're going to put on equal status cooking and baking. Those are both going to be doraisas. When it comes to the third category of heating up water, that will also be a doraisa. And the amount that you're going to need to heat up will be the amount to wash a small limb, not connected to drinking. Now, why? Probably because it's a separate zach, right? Meaning you can drink hot water, cold or hot. You could also argue that maybe the shear for bathing is smaller than the shear for drinking. So once you hit the shear for drinking, you're always going to already be chayv because you already heated it up for bathing. Oh, what about if my intention is never to heat up for bathing, only for drinking? Despite the Havmina, to maybe argue that it's only Durabanan, because it's edible in its raw state, drinkable in its raw state. that will be rejected, and we're still going to say it's a doraisa. But the havamina to me is a fascinating havamina because it's connected to also food. Unless you want to say the water is a separate category, the definition when it comes, since water is cooking, like you know, you cook with water, so you could argue that since cooking and water are so synonymous with each other, then of course you're chayav if you have water for drinking, because that is cooking. That's exactly what you do. I wish I stopped trying to be a lumdish thing on me. Come on, of course that's cooking. It's water. That is cooking. Of course you'd be chayav, even if you intended only to drink it, not to bathe in it. Okay, fine. Let's end there for today. It's a good place to stop.